Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we got about 17 minutes left of what we know as WAF. And I want to invite a new voice on with us. His name is Joe Calgaro.
And I've got a funny story for you guys.
All right, Joe.
Ready? Yeah,
I'm ready.
It's really good stuff. You'll appreciate it.
Okay.
So I've been doing rock radio now for just over 30 years. Started in 1989. I was working at this Cush gig in Milwaukee, Wisconsin for the last 7 years or so. Worked for the Green Bay Packers. I know that's a big boo here in New England. But for 19 years, public address announcer at Lambeau Field. Loving life, raising the family, having a great thing going. And being a huge rock fan and radio fan, and I get the phone call from Boston one day, and they say, "You want to come work for WAAF?" And I said, "Who in the hell in this business doesn't want to go work for WAAF?"
That's right.
So I flew out here, did a job interview, met both Mike Hsu and Mistress Carrie during that job interview process. I don't know how you didn't think that I had two heads or something like that, because somehow I ended up getting the job. I remember telling you, Hsu, that when I flew in that night, I had nothing else to do, so I figured out how the T works, and I took it over to Fenway, bought a bleacher ticket, and just watched a Red Sox game.
Points.
Yep.
And Hsu goes, "You did that?"
Instant masshole,
like,
cred.
I go, "I'm from Chicago, man. The T is nothing." And it was great going to Fenway and having a great night. Anyway, they say, "Yeah, we want you to come out here." So what do? We packed up the family. I got three kids. I got an amazing wife of 26 years. I said, "Let's go to Boston. Let's be a part of this legendary radio station." And now here we are.
Yeah,
what
here we are.
What a great move that was.
That was, yeah. The foresight and the, yeah.
People wonder why we're so angry here.
Right.
Now you know why.
Yeah.
My only story I want to tell, because I have a ton of confessions I could offer, but none of them have to do with AAF. I've got Tommy Chong stories on Kenny Wayne Shepherd's tour bus, and I mean, like, all kinds of great stuff.
That sounds like a good one.
But the story I want to tell is the fact that I was brought out here to work behind the scenes in more capacities than just WAAF. But one of the things that our boss, Mark Hannon, saw as a vision for this radio station, as things were changing, Carrie was talking about change and how Greg Hill leaving the radio station and some turnover here and kind of what's the direction. And Mark said, "I want you," meaning me, "and Carrie and Hsu to put a vision together and take AAF into the future for the next 50 years. And I went, "It gets no better than that. That's my dream."
We've been dreaming for somebody to say those words.
And so, you know, my family gets out here in July. The three of us are planning. We're putting things together. The reason I'm on right now is, Mike, you and I were going to start an afternoon show together on March the 2nd of this year, so a couple weeks. Calgaro and Hsu.
We have photos.
We do. We did a full photo shoot.
You guys did a whole photo shoot.
It was amazing.
A couple of those pictures are inappropriate.
Absolutely amazing.
There were hot dogs involved.
And Mike almost kissed me in one shot.
It was
a little disturbing, and Mike is really excited about it.
I'm using it for the Save the Date card.
But one of the biggest regrets I'll have in this business is not being able to see what our vision was going to end up
doing. We worked so hard.
So hard.
And
you don't know that Mistress Carrie was here till midnight so many nights,
mm-hmm.
that Mike Hsu was here adding music into our library and into our system, because we were taking the musical direction back into the days of WAAF taking more chances and risks and breaking bands like Shinedown and like Godsmack and looking for those next new bands like Ice Nine Kills from right here in Boston.
Dirty Honey and
Dirty
Dinosaur
Honey.
Pile Up and so many.
And we all get the call into the meeting on Tuesday, and they just said, "It's over. They sold us. Sorry." And that's going to be my biggest regret. And I don't want to go much more beyond that, because you have been here for the history of this radio station. But I will say, in my 30-plus years of doing this job, other than my soul brother back in Milwaukee, who I've worked at for the last three jobs, and we've been a team, and we were an afternoon team and a programming team and everything else, and I will love Borna Velich till the day I die. I have never worked with two other better people than Mike Shue and Mistress Carrie, and that is going to be the regret that we don't get to see this vision through with the three of us.
We worked so hard to build the AAF that everybody always told us that they wanted us to be.
Yep.
The listeners, we heard you.
Absolutely.
We got all your criticism and all your suggestions, and trust us when we tell you that we built that station for you, and it's in a computer right now.
It was a week and 3 days away from
so
going
close.
On the air.
We're so close.
I was
Carrie
so
was going
ready.
To Vegas next week. Coming back March 2nd.
March
this
2nd,
whole
we
thing
were hitting
was
the
gonna
air.
Roll out. Mike Brangiaforte, who's in here, he was going to be the new morning show on this radio station, was going to surround himself with a cast of characters. We were going to have a night host. Jim Ryan was going to be on breaking new bands and
we
new
were getting
rock
rid
at
of
night.
The men's room.
Men's room was gone!
See ya!
Yeah. Bye-bye! Yeah. Stay in Seattle. So that's the regret.
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing to take in this whole thing.
That we never got a... We never got
never a, had a fighting chance.
Never had a fighting chance.
Correct.
Because we got a lot of fight in us.
Yep.
And even though this is happening, and I know for sure you do, Carrie,
yeah.
you will have fight in you forever.
I'm fueled by hate and caffeine, baby.
And that's why I was excited, because I was with people who like to fight.
Yep.
You know, and I knew that we would fight together and we would have each other's backs.
And it was going to be special.
And it was like that when I first got here.
Yeah,
this is like a gang.
Yep.
And we'd go out on the street, like
all those people we talked to
would go out on the street and they'd just scrap, you know, and they'd literally get into physical confrontations with other radio stations defending the honor of this radio station.
That's right.
And I appreciate all that.
Absolutely
all of it.
Right.
And you guys talk about fight. For us to be able to be on the air for the last 2 days and to be on the air right now to get ready to send this thing off the way it deserves, Joe, you and Mark Hannon, who's only been with us about a year and a half, that fight had to be made all the way up the chain to prove that trusting you and I to take this station for the last 2 days and to do the right thing and to be respectful and to so that we could do what everybody wanted us to do, which is to take the time to thank everybody. This gift that they have given us, I will never know how to repay Mark Hannon and Joe for the gift of being able to be here right now.
Yeah.
Because we could have very easily gotten walked out of here on Tuesday and be sitting at home right now listening to the station go black by a computer. And instead, we're here right now. And Joe, I don't think you will ever understand how much I appreciate this gift that you've given us. And Mark Hannon, I know you're listening right now, hoping in the next 10 minutes we don't yell the F word so that we...
Mother! what the fruit!
But Mark, you know what? It's not cool to love the suits, but if there's a suit in this building to love, it's you, man. And we love you, and you are one of us no matter what. And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
And you know what? I know he gets us... Because he's had to go up against us before.
Yeah.
Running, you know, BCN and the Sports Hub and stuff before that merger.
He gets us.
Yeah, and he got, you know, what a powerful, powerful gang he got.
Before I turn it over to you two to take it the rest of the way into the last song, I just want to say the line that Gene Hackman used at the end of Hoosiers. I love you guys.
We love you too, Joe.
Love you too, Joe. I know you came here with the warrior spirit to get us going, and you pushed it, man. There's no doubt about that.
We've run through fire for you.
Yeah. Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. And before we go, the listeners.
You guys.
The people who made it so I could work here for 20 years.
You guys have been texting and calling and just so supportive. There's a whole gang of people that just showed up at the radio station. We put speakers out there so they could hear us. We are nothing without you. And for as much as you've been telling us that you love us, we love you so much. And you have given us this dream life that we never would have been able to have without you.
And I've never experienced, and I've worked at a few radio stations, I've never experienced the intensity and the passion and just the craziness.
Yeah.
Which I love so much about our listeners. They're so passionate, and they would do anything to help us, and they have.
Yeah.
They've done a lot to help us help other people, And so we'll just eternally be grateful for
just
that.
Just know that Monday, when you're missing us, we're missing you.
Yeah.
You guys need to know that. And we asked for a lot of suggestions about what our final song should be. And we got thousands of responses.
Thousands. Yeah.
And it's a lot of debate. It's a heavy burden to try and decide what is going to send WAAF out after 50 years. How do you pick one song?
Well, we went back to the year we started, 1970, when we became an FM rock station. And an artist who's been a core artist for us, a staple in our playlist that whole time.
And an album and a song that is credited with basically being the first heavy metal album.
Right.
And the first heavy metal band.
Also turning 50.
Yeah.
Just like us.
And an artist that's still out there doing it right now, fighting through everything, tooth and nail, trying to hold on to that one last moment, that one last show, that one last everything. And so we hope that you're happy with what we picked, because we didn't think there was another song, especially to where we're going at midnight on 107.3.
Yes. Yes, it's an excellent song for the segue into the new format. It was a handcrafted, especially chosen for that. So,
so you know what we've been saying? WAAF, the family, head up, shoulders back, horns up. We're going out proud because we were all part of something special.
We were. It was awesome.
And we love you so much.
We do. We love you guys. And we thank you so much for all the support.
There's only one way to go.
Yeah.
There's only one way to do it.
Loud.
In your face.
Evil.
Groundbreaking. Influential.
And cheap, as we learned.
Yeah. Cheap and fast.
Cheap and fast.
And if you're going to invent a genre of music and inspire generations, to all of the bands that have been inspired because of this band and this album, to everybody that has called us, every band we've ever played, every employee we've ever had, everybody that's ever listened to this radio station, this is for you. We love you.
We love you.
So much.
And thank you.
Thank you for everything. And one last time, baby, wherever you are, roll your windows down.
Crank it up.